Mr. Andy Gray from the City of Edinburgh Council, Head of Schools, will make a short statement. I'll be followed by Superintendent Matt Richard from Police Scotland. They will make a statement and there won't be any questions. Thank you.
Just to say, our thoughts and prayers are with the family and friends of our pupil at this tragic time. This is obviously a very distressing time for all the pupils, the staff, and the community of Liberton High School. We're offering welfare support to anyone who needs it, and we're cooperating fully with Police Scotland and the Health and Safety Executive at this very difficult time.
Are you aware concerns have been expressed about that wall?
I'll offer a statement now in terms of Police Scotland folks. If I could just say that around about 10 o'clock this morning, police and other emergency services were called to the school in regards to a 12-year-old pupil who had suffered injuries at that time. Unfortunately, that child was pronounced dead within the school. Inquiries now continue with partners from the Health and Safety Executive and also alongside the council to ensure that we get to the bottom of what's happened. It'd be wrong to speculate about that at the moment. What I will say, obviously, is that our thoughts and prayers are with the family and in particular with the school children today and hopefully they can get back to school as soon as possible. So if you'd just like to, at the moment, offer us one or two questions and then that'll be it. Thank you.
Are you aware that several pupils have expressed concerns about the safety of that wall and say that they had these concerns for some time?
We're not aware of that at this stage. We're working with the police and the Health and Safety Executive to really find out thoroughly what has happened today.
But you have no general concerns before today about the safety of this building?
As I say, we're working with Health and Safety Executive and the police to find out exactly what has happened today.
Can you tell us more about the young girl who died?
Is this a police investigation or is this a Health and Safety Executive investigation?
I'll answer that question. We're working together at the moment.
Who's taking the lead?
At the moment, Health and Safety Executive and the police will meet tomorrow morning to decide the lead. We're working with the council as well to ensure that we get to exactly what happened. And that's it from us in terms of questions.
Thank you very much.
Can you tell us whether any other pupils were involved?